Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Who do we have in the wings? Former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, I love talking about Donald Trump with you. I mean, this guy, he can say anything, and I know you can take the polls for what they're worth, but he's just constantly on top, and we see Jeb Bush is constantly sinking. You think there's any way Jeb Bush still gets this nomination, even when we know he has the establishment behind him? What happens with Bush?
There will be no Jeb Bush accepting a nomination on the floor of the Republican convention. Donald Trump has managed to drive him into the sea. Now, my friends said, well, Trump's a flash in the pan, and they said that about 2 months ago. And Jeb has just been sitting back, and then his whole big deal was to come out and blame Iraq on Hillary Clinton. Now, he needs to go to the family reunion if he wants to see some blame.
But in the meantime, what's been interesting, for what it's worth, is Ben Carson suddenly has jumped up. Is Carson a player?
I don't think in the long run. I don't want to disparage him, so I'm not trying to sound like this, but he's a nice guy, and I think he presents himself well, and he's got some conservative credentials, but there's a lot of details he's missing. Now, so is Trump on some things, but Trump tends to, go around that, and Carson gets attacked more. But, I mean, I think Carson is a viable player within the Republican Party, frankly, and if he doesn't get the nomination, he might maybe have some influence on some key strategies. I think if Hillary is the nominee of the Democratic side, then I think the Republicans have to pick a, vice presidential nominee that's female, but Carson, if it's not Hillary, could then maybe play into that role.
Yeah, so it's funny bringing up Hillary. You see also what's going on with Bernie Sanders on the other side. I saw a funny T-shirt the other day where he's lifting weights and it says, burn this. And, he's drawing out crowds and whatnot. Any chance of Bernie Sanders getting the nomination over Hillary Clinton because of the email stuff?
Oh, I think there could be a chance. I wouldn't have said that, a few months ago. The email thing is just... it's like 1,000 cuts per month, and then the State Department's dribbling this stuff out month by month. And, I think Hillary has to nail this when she goes before the committee in October. I think that is her chance to just finally put this away. And if not, it's a problem. And I'm finding myself, honestly, as a former Republican member of Congress, defending Hillary Clinton with more of my progressive friends as the nominee than my progressive friends are defending her, if you catch my drift. And I think some of that's philosophy of, Bernie and my friends like that. But I think the emails have done, the way she's handling it, have done some damage.
Yeah, here's the other part of that with the emails and the damage. I don't understand this. I say this maybe too many times on the air. I probably sound like a parrot. What I don't understand, you were in government. You hear, obviously, Obama has a BlackBerry that's connected to government. You know that that's part of what you do. Why wouldn't aides or somebody else say to her, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clinton, it's just not possible for you to just carry your own personal device because of protection reasons, you have to have a secure email that's the State Department email. Why wouldn't somebody have done that? And she said, okay, well, I guess I lose.
I don't know. You raise a great issue because I know with President Obama, they put their foot down with him. And said,
right.
You have to have, they did, they put their foot down on his BlackBerry. You can have one, but you're going to have this one. And it's the State Department, and they've had this history of, the State Department was using unencrypted cell phones in Kabul, Afghanistan. I was there when they were using them, way back when. That's a cell phone you might as well be broadcasting on radio. And State Department's had a history of this stuff. And I think it was also with Hillary Clinton, and nobody's going to tell her what to do. Somebody should have been a smarter mind over there just to at least have protected her and the archiving of information.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think she did anything illegal, honestly, myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's just that part is the ridiculous part, that there wouldn't have been somebody. It's my job. There's a million minions. There would be somebody that would say, hey, listen, okay, this is just what we have to do, and then you're going to have to tell us in writing that you're not going to do it. You don't want to do it. So
sure.
So that would have stopped all that, which is absolutely so crazy to me. All right. How about this? After all the tug of war over Arctic drilling, I guess it happens. You saw this. The feds finally gave the nod to, it was to Shell. So this was inevitable, right?
It was Dutch Shell. I guess if they came up with this cap so that if it leaks, because, you know, we all know what happened with BP and,
yes,
and the Gulf, it scares me. I mean, when you say, okay, now they've got the cap that they didn't have when they applied for the permit. So in the first place, they weren't going to do it. And I just hope that scientifically they know this cap is foolproof and it works in case there's a big blowout of oil because it's under the Arctic. So it came, which probably means Keystone doesn't make it. I mean, you know, President, this kind of rumor is going to go against Keystone. So there's kind of one approved, one not.
Yeah, there you go. So you're Mr. Ohio. Because of the fact that the convention's coming to town, are, in other words, in Cleveland, are they getting ready for it already? Because we're actually a year out. We're less than a year out now.
Oh, yes, they'll do a lot of advanced planning. Now, Ellen Ratner, our friend, your friend and mine, is from Cleveland, so I'm secretly saying that the liberal Ellen Ratner actually pulled the strings to get the Republican convention there.
Yeah, she was so upset about the whole no Brooklyn thing on the other side that I guess she does have a lot of Republican friends.
she does. Better ones than I do. But they're planning a lot. Friends of mine in the GOP told me it's going to be really fascinating, and they're just starting way, way early. Look, they want this one to go without a hitch. They don't want problems, or you can't get onto the floor, you can't get hotel rooms. They're working on it as we speak.
Well, I'll tell you what, the one thing they can do, since I spent a lot of time in Ohio and went to school in Athens, White Castle burgers for those late night parties.
Oh, you know, I don't eat beef, but it's so funny. Last Saturday, and I wasn't drinking, I don't drink anymore. Last Saturday, I went and got White Castles. It's ironic here. I haven't done that in 5 years.
People, for everybody listening, there's something about it. Seriously. And you did connect the drinking thing with it, so I do believe it had something to do with drinking, but you qualified.
I'm doing it sober. What's wrong with me?
Oh, that's so funny. All right, Bob Ney, always fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So one of the things that happened in Washington that's been interesting, it's been sort of salivating out there, or marinating is probably a better way. The president is salivating over it. The Obama administration has decided that they're going to seriously work on a way to reach a deal with Cuba by the end of the year that would allow travelers to fly on scheduled commercial flights between the two countries. Yeah, between us and Cuba, and allow the airlines to establish some sort of regular service. So forget that whole travel ban thing, and that wouldn't even require Congress. That's the whole idea. They're trying to figure out how can they get around that. So they're exploring other steps to loosen whatever the travel restrictions are for Americans to be able to go to Cuba, despite how many decades of a congressional ban. Would you go to Cuba? I mean, there's the question. Would you be interested in going to Cuba? I know that I saw an advertisement the other day for a cruise to Cuba. I was talking to somebody the other day in the travel industry. They think Cuba's going to just explode. There's going to be Americans crawling all over Cuba. Would you take that trip? 855-266-5283. Speaking of trips, we got a big trip coming up on the flip side. Stay with us.
Feedmon Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I am a 47 67-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. That's right, we can't wait to take this show on the road. And give away yet another computer. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com and find out how our 2.8 million plus listeners can be part of whatever the journey is in your neck of the woods. Simply pass on the information. Here's the cool thing. If you go to the website, KateOnTheRoad.com, go to the middle of the page, you'll see, want to learn how you can get Kate on the road to your area. It's giant in big letters. And then you click on it, and you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for a Next Book Flex 11, because we're giving away, yes, another one of those puppies. Can you believe it? I'm so excited about it. And certainly we've taken the show in a lot of places. Ireland, Ecuador, Grenada, Taos, Hawaii, California, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Democratic and Republican conventions, New Hampshire primary in 2012. We did that, and we're going to take it to the New Hampshire primary, we think, coming up again in January. So can you imagine having us visit your city, your state, your country, or your special event? Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. Speaking of being on the road, I answered this question, and would you go to Cuba? I'm curious how many people would want to go to Cuba. Tweet me that, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, or send it to us at AmericaTonight.net. I'll keep asking that question over the next couple of weeks because I want to see if there's any takers going to Cuba. But on the road of a different sort, an interesting bravo to some women who got through Ranger Camp. Did you hear this story? I think the story is huge. I cannot imagine what it would take to get through a camp where, I mean, you think of the most brutal conditions, as they should be. where you have to do things that are unimaginable, because in a battle, there are times you should do things that are superhuman, unimaginable kind of things. And for the first time, there were two women that got through camp, meaning they are bona fide, ready to, as long as they get rubber stamped, to serve in the branch of a military where you haven't seen women before. And I think it's an amazing feat, thinking of what we know, to get through any kind of that boot camp, to make it all the way through. And there were 20 women. Two women will graduate. That's huge history, that two graduate from Army, from the Army Ranger course. Like I said, the things that you have to do, the tests that you have to go through, and I'll say this again, since I know plenty of men who have done it, you have to do it. I mean, this is, listen, war is hell. So you got to have somebody who's able to carry an unbelievable load on their back if they have to. Make decisions that are unreal in the field often, and a lot of it is attributed to what you physically, besides what you mentally can do. Now, right now, the men graduate, right? And the women do too, but the two women can't apply to join the 75th Ranger Regiment, which is, of course, an elite special ops force. And the Pentagon isn't expected to make a final decision about exactly what combat roles women will be allowed to fill until later this year. Because it was always believed, look, the women can't do certain things. They can't perform certain roles. It's just the physicality of it. So how about that? I mean, this is huge. This is a huge moment to have 2 out of 20 get through with no extra help. I mean, there's nothing different that happened with them. They did exactly what the men had to do. It's interesting because I saw a quote from a foreign relations senior fellow for defense policy who said, "It's an important moment and an important week, because I see it as a reality and perception catching up with each other." How about that? And this is from a former U.S. Air Force aircraft commander and senior pilot. I mean, women have been somewhat on the front lines in Afghanistan and Iraq. So now you've got women in these roles. Do you think women can... Here's the question. They got through Ranger camp. But do you think a woman belongs in that situation? Have we gone beyond that? Like, forget that. Why would we even discuss that? If they can make it through Ranger school, nothing was different what happened with the men and the women, and they got through, then they should be able to be part of the crew. And here's what you have to do to get through this school. Can any of you do this? 49 push-ups, 59 sit-ups, a 5-mile run in 40 minutes, 6 chin-ups, a swim test, a land navigation test, a 12-mile foot march in 3 hours, obstacle courses, 4 days of military mountaineering, 3 parachute jumps, 4 air assaults on helicopters, 27 days of mock combat patrols. It's a 62-day course. Only 94 men and 2 women met all the requirements. You know how many started? 381 men, only 94 got through. 19 women, only 2 got through. So they're going to graduate, huge moment. But what's the role and where do they move on to? That's the gray area. Isn't that crazy? I mean, good for them. But we still go back to that ultimate question. Do you see women, now that they've pushed the bar, and 2 of them got through? And I still don't imagine how many women could go through that. Look at how many men can go through it and make it. It's tough for anyone. So does this become no big deal? Should, if you got through, and if they got through, should those women be able to be part of that elite group. And you can bet there's massive buzz. As I know from a contact in the Pentagon, this was the buzz. When I say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard, the buzz at the Pentagon was all over these two women who completed the Army Ranger training. Because it's so rigorous and so unbelievable, and it was never even thought about before. I mean, thought about, but nobody thought, eh, you'd see anyone anytime soon be able to do what it takes to do it. But do you put them in those positions deep, deep, deep into some of these crazy places like the men? Does that mean that they're ready for this? Because right now they can't fight. They can't fight in those units. But they are bad. I mean, you are kicking butt if you can do that. I mean, I applaud anybody who gets through that to be able to do that. Incredible. The tenacity, the raw nerves, what it would take out of you to be able to do that, and how many people fail. Bravo. Booyah, to borrow a phrase from another elite corps. That is incredible. Good for them. But now what happens? So what next? If you're them, what next? I don't think you go through that training because you want some plum assignment anywhere. Not anytime soon. You want to be out there. You want to be in the middle of it. And it's interesting because it comes at a time when they're saying SEALs are ready to accept women. Women are going to be allowed into Navy SEALs. Same thing, of course. To get on a SEAL team, you have to be one incredible kick butt broad. I mean, you do. They have to meet the standards. And already they're saying, yeah, we think someone will meet the standards. So we're on track to say, hey, look, anybody who can meet the gender non-specific standards, come on in. You're part of the SEAL team. You're part of the SEAL team. Think of the demanding training requirements there. But the Navy is saying, absolutely, absolutely, we are ready to say, bravo. You get through, you are in. Very, very interesting. Very cool, I have to say. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next with our pal, Money Man, Stephen Kelly, here on America Tonight.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Every week we talk with our free money guy, Stephen Kelly. It's my favorite part of the week, other than the segment we do called Dumb Things. But I think Stephen Kelly's a little more interesting than the Dumb Things.
Are you saying I'm one of your dumb things?
No, I'm saying they're my two favorite segments. So that's the sense. I'm flattering you because I really enjoy it, and I think the information is so good. And Dumb Things is the comedy relief. But you know, Stephen, you and I were talking off the air, and it is no joke, sadly, what people don't know about 401ks. Enlighten us.
Well, I want to make a let's do a pretend thing here, okay? Let's kind of set up a pretend thing here, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to catch Kate Delaney back when she was 25 years old, gorgeous, and just out there, you know. No, at the top of her game.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're not now, okay? And, you know, I'm going to say to you, Kate, hey, Kate, I got an idea for you. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to set up an account, okay? I'm going to set up an account over here, and what we're going to do is we're going to take as much money out of your paycheck as we can every month. And we're going to put it into this account, okay? And now I'm not going to tell you what that account is going to make in terms of interest, because we're going to put it into a mix of maybe 20 stocks or so, or mutual funds, or other types of funds that I got to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to choose the funds. And I chose them based on kickbacks I got from the wirehouses that create these funds. Okay, you know, they paid me a commission to put these funds in your account, and you're going to put as much money as you can in that account, and you're not going to be able to touch it till you're 59 and a half. How are you feeling so far?
I'm not feeling good about the gambling part of whatever they're going to get, because they're going to go with whatever the wire is telling them. That kind of scares me, but I think you at 25, you could have talked me into it if you had the silver tongue, maybe.
Okay, well, there's more to it. I just want to show you what more there is. I'm going to get to take 3% off the top of all the money that you put in from day one. Okay? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I don't like that, because now you're taking a chunk out of it, and I'm confused.
Okay, so I'm getting 3% because I'm Wall Street, and I'm the wirehouse. And in addition to the 3% that the funds take out, the typical mutual funds take out, the fact that it's in your 401k gives me another percentage point going to the 401k administrator. How do you feel? So about 4% coming out of that. But don't worry about that, Kate, because that's guaranteed. I get that every month, regardless of how the market goes up and down. So I'm perfectly fine. Are you okay with this?
No.
Okay. Now, you're not going to be able to touch this until you're 59 and a half. And if you try and touch it before you're 59 and a half, you're going to have to pay taxes on all of the money you take out. Plus, there's going to be a nice little 10% penalty taken out of that as well. Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Not good, because I'm worried.
but I get, now, don't worry about anything, because I'm still getting my 3% every year. Okay. And I get the 3% whether the market's up or down or just flat, whatever. So I'm taken care of, and I get to get, you know, I'm getting my bonus every year. I'm getting my, you know, last year I think that we in Wall Street got somewhere around $26 billion in bonuses. So we're doing okay. So you shouldn't feel too bad for us. I just want you to feel okay about things, okay? And if you're going to get 3% growth, you only have to make 6% on your money, okay, in order to net 3%. So that's not too bad. You can do 6% in the market. Easy, don't you think?
What if I can't do 6%?
Well, it's okay, because I'm still getting my 3. We're okay, Kate. I mean, you know, there's no worries here. Because I'm going to get my 3, whether you're making money or not. And remember, you don't get to touch it until you're 59 and a half. Now, is this a deal you'd like to have?
No.
Oh, and there's just one other thing, you know, just a minor thing. While we're offering you this wonderful deal, we're going to take away your pension plan that you've come to love and count on going forward. We're just going to take that pension away from you. And with the money that we were using to fund the pensions, we're going to match your 401k at 3%. You okay with that?
No, because now I'm losing my security blanket.
Yeah, well, it's okay, because I'm making my 3%. You know, you don't have to worry about me, okay? We're doing fine here. We're making our 3%. Oh, and then by the way, when you are 59 and a half or 60 or 70 or whatever it is that you start taking money out, we're going to tell you don't take any more than 2.8% out, because you don't want to run out of money. Because, Kate, if you run out of money, I lose my 3%.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, we don't want that. We want to keep this 3%. And, oh, by the way, there's about $24 trillion right now in retirement accounts in this country that I'm getting my 3% on. $24 trillion, which means I'm making about $800 billion a year. Now, don't feel too bad, because I'm not putting up any of the money. You're putting up all the money and you're taking all the risk, but I'm getting my $800 billion out of this. So, you know, it's a pretty good deal, don't you think? I think this is great, Kate. We should do this more often.
And you know what? Touche, the point is made. This is exactly what people are being sucked into, correct?
It is. This is the standard now in retirement. And it came about just totally by accident. Initially, the 401k was designed as a tax shelter for rich executives in upstate New York at Xerox and Kodak. It was never designed to be any kind of retirement plan for anybody. In the mid-80s, the corporate America, which at that time was funding about 90% of the employer or the employee pensions, figured out that if they went with the 401k, they could drive that down to about 50%. So this was a real windfall for corporate America. It was a huge windfall for Wall Street and the mutual fund industry. They got trillions of dollars off of this, and they're getting, you know, the hidden fees and that stuff. It really does run about 3% plus additional fees for 401ks.
Wow.
And we're funding all of this for these people.
Absolutely.
And you know what? They want, now they want their hands in our Social Security. So this is, you know, it should be a wake-up call for people. These things are not being done. I always say to people, the 401k was not something that was done for you. It was something that was done to you.
Absolutely.
And so, anyway.
And the funny thing is that we all thought, I can tell you, I'll tell you, the broadcasting company I work for, it was considered, boy, if you were in management in any way, and if you were really almost anyone in the building, if you did not sign up for the 401k, boy, you got stared down. I mean, they pretty much forced the employees into it. And of course, why? Because it was better for everybody all the way up at the top of the chain.
Well, sure. I mean, and that's what happened was that the Reagan administration, and it just happened during that period of time.
Right.
But what they passed the, or actually Congress did, the ERISA Act, and ERISA said that in order for the executives to get their tax benefit from the 401k, it had to filter down to all of the employees. And that's when the 401k really became the standard, because, you know, these people, they wanted to shelter all these bonuses that they were getting.
Absolutely.
But they couldn't do it unless their employees did, unless they got, I don't know what it was, 80% of employees involved. So we just really need to understand that not everything that's presented to us by people that are making huge amounts of money off what we're doing are in our best interest.
Right. You can't assume it. You have to take responsibility yourself.
That's
and look
correct.
Around. And look around and pay attention, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is great stuff. All right, so let's tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, Free Money Guy.
844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or freemoneyguys.com.
All right, I love it. Free Money Guys, thanks so much. As always, we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Kate. I appreciate it.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further.
Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ease and unload over GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share, and there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at GCNLive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at GCNLive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at Delicious.com.
Tamata wakatangi hari kuwe uwo tamata ya tuli puka kapiki monga hora nuku poka wena wakatana tahu mata kuwai tanga nuru kawa mikitora.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How is it hanging in your world? There's certainly a lot of buzz over Hillary Clinton still, and a couple of the other things I mentioned, like travel to Cuba, the president trying to have that happen. That's not a surprise. I think it's going to really explode the travel between the United States and Cuba. I've already gotten a few quick texts from some people who say, yeah, they jump on board. It'd be like a being transported back to the 50s, only you're on another island. Wonder if they'll bring gambling back. Yeah, that's what Cuba used to be. It used to be people would go from Miami and they would go and gamble and hang out on the island, and that was way before Castro took power and obviously the overthrow of the government then at the time, but that's been decades and decades and decades ago that we're talking about. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to go to the dumb things deal here, and I appreciate everybody who sent in their dumb things. You can do it too, to AmericaTonight.net. But first, let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, you have the last shot for this hour anyway. What's up?
Oh, goodness gracious. You know, I've talked about some of the stuff I've been through, and I do have a story that I've been trying to email you about Hurricane Camille because today's the anniversary of it.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, First, you can Google this. The listeners can Google this and Google Earth and see for sure that what I'm telling you is true. But there's three main barriers on the Gulf Coast against tidal surge. The first is a man-made beach that was made by the Corps of Engineers for the Intercoastal Seaway so they could ship stuff up and down like the space shuttle's tank from New Orleans down to the Cape. The second is a concrete seawall that they've used all over the coastal areas since the 30s and 50s. And then the third is about a mile in, which is railroad tracks. Now, a high school classmate of mine whose parents had a very large family of eight kids told me this tale. He just lived off of what was called Railroad Street, which ran north of the tracks in parallel to. They had a very large ranch-style home and a swimming pool in their backyard. The house site was one of the lowest points in the area, and the pool was visible from the road, protected by just a 4-foot chain-link high fence. The pool itself was a kidney-shaped, bean-shaped pool with 8 feet of concrete patio all the way around it. And from the back of the house were not one, not two, but three sliding glass doors gave view and access from inside the house. Now, the home was perpendicular to the railroad street with the front door of the house on an access road to Railroad Street. Now, here's where the story begins 1 year prior to Camille. My friend had awakened that morning while his mom was preparing coffee. His dad had went outside onto the pool patio, was relaxing in a lawn chair, one of them that leaned back and lowers the back part, and you can stretch your legs out on, a lounge chair. His mother asked him at that point if he could take his father's cup of coffee to him. As he opened and probably the longest set of Venetian blinds I'd ever seen that allows a full view of the pool, he saw his dad at that point. His mother handed him the cup of coffee, and he opened one of the sliding glass doors and went outside, attempting to get his dad's attention, but there was no movement. His dad had dropped dead from a stroke in the lawn chair.
Ah.
Now, they had a funeral, and they buried him just 3 miles east on the opposite side, south side of the tracks, where the graveyard had only two protective barriers from the storm surge. Now we're going to fast forward on the day after Camille. My friend and his mother and the other seven siblings, like my family, had ridden out the storm of all storms. They spent their time in their garage, and the next morning, my friend's mother had went back into the main part of the house, kitchen first, then family room. He was right behind her and said, "Ma, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee, or I'm going to grab the coffee and start the generator and make some." While his mother was walking over to the blinds, she opened the blinds just as he grabbed the coffee from the cabinet. When she screamed and collapsed right in front of him.
Wow.
He ran over, looked outside to see what had caused her to collapse. Outside, just to the south, leaning on the fence, with the lid open, was a coffin. On the patio, in the same lounge lawn chair, at the same place, was his dad's corpse.
Oh.
Well, my friend tried desperately to wake his mom. He couldn't. He tried CPR mouth-to-mouth, but to no avail. And it took almost a week before anyone got to his house, and several months because of all the corpse being processed, to find the cause of her death, which was determined she had a stroke as well.
Wow.
Now, the only thing my friend told me of all this, his only statement to me was he could not figure out how the lawn chair got there in the first place. I said, "What do you mean?" He said there was no way it could happen because he had personally picked up the lawn chair along with all the other poolside junk and stored it in a small 10x10 tin metal building storage prior to the storm that they had. That was just north of the whole property. And the team building was gone due to the storm, along with all the junk, except that lawn chair.
Wow. That is crazy.
I told you. I had one for you.
Oh, that's crazy. And, you know, if we're talking about Hurricane Camille, and you think of how tremendously large that was, third and strongest cyclone during 1969, that hurricane season. And, I mean, it was catastrophic. It was unbelievable what it was. When you think of Camille, you know, that's on par, certainly, with in the 90s, Hurricane Andrew, probably worse, what it did near the mouth of the Mississippi River. And, you know, as you said, that happened on August 17th. It was the strongest hurricane in recorded history, second strongest. And it just unbelievable what that hurricane did to so many lives. 259 people killed. And, you know, you'll know this, certainly, Graham, uh-huh. But the damage was unbelievable. It was like over, you know, $1.5 billion.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to take things in perspective, like my dad always told me. The population compared to what Katrina did was a lot less. The town I grew up in, its population was only 1,126 people on the coast. Now,
wow.
It's somewhere between 100 and 130,000.
Yeah.
Since 1969 to date.
Yeah. Wow. Just
so
crazy.
So when you got a storm go through there, yes, it's devastating because things have changed. And a lot of people say Katrina's worse. Well, Katrina was a big bag of water.
Yes.
Camille, the winds in Camille, no one has been able to say how, I even know Harrison County Defense, they couldn't even clock the winds because their weather, you know, that measures it.
Yeah.
Broke.
Yeah.
It broke during the storm.
Right. So we don't even know.
They never knew what this, but there's tales that people believe it was well over 220 miles an hour.
Wow. Oh, and that's just incredible.
And just in my neighborhood, 5 miles inland, I know for a fact we had a dozen tornadoes.
Wow.
I watched roofs fly off. We almost lost ours. It
was incredible. You know, it's interesting going down that path with you. You and I have mentioned this before. Thanks for telling us that story, Graham. It's crazy. And, you know, I say that Mother Nature has such a wicked way with what happens to our lives. And he's right in that comparison with Katrina. The heavy winds, remember, were in Mississippi, a place where we visited after Katrina. It was the water. It was Lake Pontchartrain that made such a difference in New Orleans. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.